Okay, with the totally to the bottom, beyond the commentary, Daf Chaf Gimel, is telling you where the editors, I guess, of this Siddur feel that if there's part of a tefillah that doesn't come directly from a pasuk, like Tehillim, you know, lots of our prokim, the whole parak is a parak in right? Right after Baruch Shamar for Ashkenazim comes from Divrei Hayamim, Vayvorach David comes from Divrei Hayamim, the Chorosim Arbris is from Nehemiah. Not everything is from Tehillim, as Yashir is in the Torah, right? So, but what he tells you is that when there's a nusach of the tefillah that has its foundation in a pasuk, he'll tell you where that pasuk is. So at this point, it's always good to have a you know, some Tanakh, something for us, but I'm not sure if we need it right now. Okay, so we look at the different lashonos. You say that, God, you created my neshama. You gave it yitzira, right? You gave it a form, because every neshama is different. Every neshama has different tests and different aspects of what is considered something it can control, what something it can't control, either because of its own personal DNA or because of its own personal experiences, right? It just dawned on me when they were laning, when Moshe hears Korach, what does he fall on his face? Be'upol panav, come on, be a wimp, go and confront them, mm-hmm. right? And he does it in next week's parasha too, he falls on his face. In fact, some of Farshim say that was his sin, Parshas Chukas. Confront them, talk to them, tell them, guys, what have you been doing in the desert all these years? You think God's going to let you die of thirst here, just as we're about to go into Israel? Right? So it just dawned on me that it's because of something I was doing the other day about Moshe, is that Moshe, when something hits him that is problematic, an Egyptian is beating a Hebrew, or I'm finally looking at Bnei Israel worshipping this Egel, he acts on impulse a lot. Right? He acts on the moment. To me, a vayipol panav was Moshe's attempt to say, I want to think this over. Let me give it some time, some thought process to figure out how to deal with this Korach situation. Right? One can argue that this broke the ground. This was different than everything else. That's why he comes down so hard on them. Anyway, so that's the Yetzirah. Moshe, according to Shimshon Fal Hirsch, had a great, great bout with personal issues, personal anger. Yeah, we see Rashi about 7-8 times in this Perish Al Torah talks about Moshe making mistakes in the wake of being angry. It's Rashi. I mean, it's from the Midrash, of course, but Rashi likes to bring it out. So that's the yitzira of every single neshama. We don't have to know about Moshe. We have to know about ourselves. Know yourself. Right? I'll just say one last thing. In this week's Pirkei Avos, it says that if you're quick to anger, but it's hard to make you calm down, you're a Rasha. So again, Shem Shem Fol Hirsch asks, why is that a question of rishus? Shouldn't that be a question of impetuosity or foolishness? That person's is a nar. He's a novel. You know what I'm saying? Well, why are we calling this person a Rasha? Rasha is morality. Is it immoral to anger quickly and to be difficult to be appeased? So it's a really profound answer. It is not immoral to be either one of those. It is immoral to be both of them. Why? Because if it's your nature to anger quickly, it means that you go quickly from calmness to anger. It means that you ought to be able to go quickly from anger back to calm. Because that's your nature. That's called impetuosity. You go quickly from one thing to another. It's impulsive. Right? But the person who went from quick to anger to slow to appease went against his grain. Going against your grain is rishus. And that's why the guy who's the opposite, the guy who's slow to anger but quick to be appeased, is that's the chosid me'ula of Pirkei Avos and of Sefer Mishlei. Because he someone who's slow to anger ought to hold on to his anger for a long time. He hardly ever gets angry. He gets angry 3 times a year. He should stay angry for a week or two. Right? That person is in control. That's the king I'm talking about. You know, and well, yeah, it was in the first minion. Mishlei wants to make everybody a king of their own domain. And what's the best way to be king is don't get is hold on to your anger. That's why the Rambam was so quick to say you have to go the extreme when it comes to anger, mm-hmm. as well as gaiva, because the Rambam thinks that gaiva is the thing that causes all anger.
Did Korach have this anger problem?
Doesn't seem. Korach seems to be in, you know,
just, you know, creates machlokas.
Yeah. Right. Chazal tell us that when someone behaves that way, he has problems at home.
His
well,
like,
his problem at home. Yeah, it's so amazing, because that's what do Chazal say? What do Chazal say happened? Evdon Korach, his wife, and on Ben Pelas, his wife saved him.
How?
His wife. She saw him come back from his initiation.
She told him not to go.
No, from his initiation as a Levi, they had to cut off all his hair. He comes back bald as a cue ball, and she says, "Who did this to you?" She didn't like that he was bald. His hair grew back, of course, but Korach means bald in Hebrew. Yeah, that's funny. His baldness is what made her get crazy.
Korach's wife didn't like that he was bald.
That he had to go bald, for all the Levim had to have their hair shaved off as part of initiation.
And then she egged him on to,
you know, what is this? He's taking everything you do, you got to give to the Kohen. He's ingratiating his brother and his nephews. Only three of them. Right, there are 22,000 of us. What are we getting? A tenth of everybody's props. Big deal. Right?
When you said this morning, machlokas, what does that actually mean?
Well, that's what we're talking about tomorrow. Okay. So being contentious, being litigious.
What do you mean?
Yeah, kicking dirt and dust all the time. You know, I said, obviously there are some times we have to make a stand.
Right.
You know, Moshe sees an Egyptian beating him. Let me not make waves. I mean, no. You know, all right. Then why is he beating him? Maybe he did something wrong. Why should I bother? Why should I get involved? You know? Obviously, there are times you have to get involved. Right. Okay. So that's the yetzira of the neshama. Then atan nefach to be. Right. So nefach is from lashon lafiach, is to blow the wind into my nostrils, like Hashem did to Adam Arishon, right? So Vatom Hashem Rabba Kirbi, you're going to guard it inside of me. Vato Asid Litlami Meni, and you're going to take it from me one day. Right? In other words, you are going to separate my neshama from my body one day. I acknowledge that. Right? But you're going to return it to me, La Asid Lava. So this is talking about Tchias HaMeisim. Stama, that's what it is. That's why if you forgot to say this, remember, like Birchas HaTorah is doubled by Avarabah? Well, you know it doubles for this if you didn't say it? The second bracha of Shemon Esrei, which ends Birchas HaTorah Hashem, Mechayeh HaMeisim. You got it? Right? The first bracha talks about Chesed, that's Avram. The second bracha is Mechayeh HaMeisim because Bechor, you know, Yitzchak was given up for dead, and now he's Mechayim Esav. So that's Yitzchak, and Yaakov is Kedusha. So this is Lachzir B'Los Tavok. Others say that this is talking about every night, every morning. But then, why would it be Lo Asid Lavo? Come on. But every morning, our neshama is a pikadon. His death is, Mara says, sleep is 1/60th of death. Right? And dream is 1/60th of Nevuah. Kol zman shanashama bekirbi, as long as my neshama is together in my guf, modeh ani lefanecha Hashem Elokei v'Elokei Avosai. So I modeh here means to admit. We don't call it masim, I don't call it neshamos. You are in charge of everything. You're at the wheel. But you've given me the free will to do to mold my neshama. So neshama, this is the old argument. You have everyone's personality is based on your experiences, which are unique to you, and your own DNA, which is unique to you. It's nature and nurture, you know. Okay. So this is more likely refers to the daily return of the neshama upon waking. What wakes you up? The rooster, which is I'm skipping Berachas HaTorah because we didn't get all that, right? Which is Hanosein Lasech Vivina Anufchim Ben Yom Uvein Laila. Right? So that's my recognition. That's the alarm clock. But what is a Sechvi? Right? Hanosein Lasech Vivina. So, all right, that's Pashut. That's a Pasuk in Eov. The words Hanosein Lasech Vivina come from Eov. Now, you see that I changed the Nusach of this Bracha just slightly. There are two Nusachos of this first Bracha. One is Asher Nosan Lasech Vivina. And one likes to say these brachos as much as possible in present tense. Not she'osali kol tzarki, but ha'oseli kol tzarki. The Groz Nusach is very famously she'osa, is in the past. But some like to say it in the present. Right? Like le'oseorim gedolim kilolam chasda. So the whole entire Birchas HaTorah here, right? There are directions to be sure. So let's read some of them.
What is Lasechvi?
Lasechvi is a rooster. Oh. And the Rosh says it comes from the word Seichel. It has the Seichel to Hashem gave it the job of waking people up. Never long clocks then, and you woke. You basically woke with the light. So in the wintertime, you have more time before, and that's what Kriyat Shema is. So it's my Kriyat Shema is based on daytime, light time. So this time of year, you're getting up at 4:30. Not the savings,
right?
And in the wintertime, you're getting up at 7, 6:30. So Israel does not fluctuate so dramatically like America in sunrise times. I mean, even in the dead of winter, sunrise is pretty early. Like a lot earlier than you're used to here.
Right.
And you know what's amazing? It's not so early now. Sunrise is a lot earlier now here in New York than Israel.
Right.
I was looking for a Vasikin time because I needed a Vasikin one day. And I was just very disappointed that it was so late. I thought Vasikin would be like 5 o'clock. It was like close to 6 o'clock. So it doesn't really fluctuate too much at all. I mean, not much more than an hour. Between the earliest sunrise and the latest sunrise. It's amazing. Maybe we'll stop with that.